Hollywood Live with Tanya Hart.
As you probably know by now, Tavis Smiley is being accused of having had sexual relationships with women who've worked under him, and that much he not only admits, but defends. Quote, "There are some people who believe that there is no such thing as a consensual relationship in the workplace. I hear that point of view, and I respect it. But there are other points of view on this," Smiley said during his sit-down with Paula Faris on Good Morning America. He then went on to point out that while PBS had been distributing the Tavis Smiley show, he was an independent production company with an employee handbook that did not forbid workplace relationships. Okay, Tavis is entitled to his opinion on this, but here is the story behind the story that you probably have not heard because people aren't talking about this part of it. Okay, it wasn't just having sex with his employees that put the nail in his PBS coffin, although in most cases that would be enough. But in this instance, the law firm that PBS hired to investigate Tavis talked to many of his past employees, and some current ones in fact, who had allegedly been abused verbally and some physically. Okay, even though none of the above was included in Tavis's company handbook, PBS or any primary distributor can always opt out. Plus the fact that Tavis burned so many bridges in the black community with his campaign against President Obama. Remember that one? Yeah, honey, it's still a fresh wound for a lot of people. So good luck, Tavis. And on a sad note, hip-hop pioneer Reggie Ossie, also known as Combat Jack, has passed away. You know, back in October, the podcaster announced he had colon cancer. He went on his show. He said, "I've been here podcasting for 7 years. I've never missed an episode, and now I've gotten hit with some real-life mess." Well, you know, Ossie had a very successful career serving as a music attorney, executive, and former magazine editor. And a plethora of industry figures sent their condolences and kind thoughts on social media. He will truly be missed. He was a force to be reckoned with in this industry. And for all of these stories and a whole lot more, and in our podcast today, we talk about all of the movies that the Black Film Critics Circle have come up with as their awardees for the year. You don't want to miss that with Wilson Morales. That's on AURN.com. And don't forget to follow me on Twitter @TanyaHollywood.